A farmer may pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for a new tractor, but one thing not included in that price is the right to repair it. To fix modern machinery, you need more than parts. As Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach explains, farmers are lobbying to be able to buy the software they need to get back under the hood.
Just like your car or phone, there's computer software that makes a tractor work. It's like it has two keys. There's one key that starts the engine. But these are high-tech machines that can steer themselves by satellite. So you need another key, a software key, to get into the programs that make a tractor run properly. And farmers don't get that key.
You know, I think most producers just want the ability to repair their stuff.
Larry Bowes farms near Orleans in southern Nebraska. He was a repair technician for 28 years at a local John Deere dealership. He can replace parts, but he says only dealerships have the software farmers need to make those parts work.
As far as replacing, I mean, you can do it, or, you know, you can have somebody else do it for you, but if it needs calibrated, you know, you have to have the dealership come and do it.
Even basic repairs like a new battery can mean paying for a service call to recalibrate the tractor's software. Similar restrictions make it hard to fix iPhones and other gadgets. Most of the time, Bo says, it's just a nuisance. But the scenario he and other farmers worry about most is being stuck during planting or harvest. When time is money, they could be waiting for someone else to fix what they might have done themselves.
You know, if the dealer's a few days out, you have to wait your turn till they can get there.
Dealers say wait times like that are the exception, but Bowes says if he or another mechanic had the right software, he may not need to wait at all. How badly do some farmers want this software? Some Nebraska farmers told the news outlet Vice they use pirated software from Ukraine to basically hack their way into their own tractors.
Yeah, I was blown away. I had absolutely no idea.
Gay Gordon Byrne is executive director of the Repair Association. It's a group that advocates for consumers to be able to repair the products they buy.
It's not extreme. I mean, if you have something and you can't fix it and you can get on the internet and figure out a way to fix it, I don't blame anybody for trying it.
But she says there should be an honest way to do it. A bill in the Nebraska legislature would require manufacturers to put repair software up for sale, not just for tractors, phones, appliances, just about everything. Seven other states, including Wyoming, Kansas, and Illinois, have also introduced bills. Gordon Byrne says a law opening up repair for cars and trucks is the model. It passed in Massachusetts, and now it's the national standard. The U.S. Copyright Office says it is legal for consumers to repair most products. But she says manufacturers get around that with user agreements.
Fundamentally, this is a problem of the contract, specifically these end-user license agreements that we're all signing. And inside, there's things like you won't open the case. Inside, there's things like you won't repair.
Farmers fixing their own equipment would be an obvious blow to the business of tractor dealers who have cornered the market on repair. But Andy Goodman of the Iowa-Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association says the Nebraska legislation would allow farmers to do more. They could bypass emissions controls to get more horsepower. When they trade that tractor in, Goodman says the dealer may not know what's been changed.
When we resell that machine, we have guaranteed to someone that it's going to perform within certain standards, those that are stated by the manufacturer, but also those that are required under law.
Goodman says a dealer could be liable for regulatory violations, so access to tractor software should remain limited to technicians like those at dealerships. Farmers I talked to said they don't want to cut ties to local dealers. The mechanics who work there have the most up-to-date training. But farmers like Larry Bowes are also looking to cut costs anywhere they can. Commodity prices are low, and there's just less money to go around.
When grain price and cattle price was a little higher, you know, everybody just kind of said, yeah, go ahead and let's get it done or let's fix it. Now, you know, well, can we get by with this or can we get by with that? There's a big change.
Now, he says, when he's paid for the tractor, he'd like to be able to fix it. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.